T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, rosé-colored and flavored berries are now hitting grocery stores.
Rosé-flavored berries?
Yes. Because that's rosé, what we needed in our life.
It's just weird. As rosé starts as grapes.
Right. Well, now they want to bring it back so you can get your kids drunk.
I guess.
Is it going to have alcohol in it?
That's a good question, Miles. You should work on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to drink rosé unless there's booze in it.
Yeah, I don't want the taste. Yeah, I mean,
right, like, right. It's like I only eat those chocolates with liquor in them because they have liquor in them, not because I really like that kind of chocolate.
But are those, well, no, I guess if they have liquor, then all of the chocolates probably have liquor, right? You couldn't sneak one in your average advent calendar.
No.
I hate those liquor chocolates.
Really?
Yeah.
There's like Kahlua and chocolate, man.
I am with you, man.
I know. But how often, I just don't feel like liquor and chocolate go together a ton.
They do. They
man,
do.
If I'm going to experience liquor, I'm just going to experience liquor.
But think of it like a mixed drink.
Yeah,
then
eat a whole chocolate bar later. If you, that's how you do it, Steve.
If you had a Kahlua and cream and a Hershey bar, you'd be in heaven. What they did is cut out the middleman. They're just going to stick it in the chocolate.
Because sometimes a middleman's an okay thing.
Man, just accept the liquor and the chocolate.
A man in British Columbia, Canada, fell 60 feet down a mountain while he was trying to pee. He wound up with several broken bones.
Did it wrong.
Man, how can you not keep it together when you're just peeing off a cliff?
He fell 60 feet. I at least would have lied about how it happened. Like, I would not have told the rescuers I was trying to pee. I'd have said anything other than that.
You think he fell in his own mess?
Oh, I'm sure.
He's nasty.
I think that was somewhere around here.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, British Columbia.
Oh. I know he's British Columbian. British Columbian?
Yeah,
I guess, yeah. All right. Colombian. British Columbian.
Canadian. Hi, mate. It's me.
Speaking of British Columbia, a driver in British Columbia, Canada, got a $575 ticket for throwing a lit cigarette out of his window.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Where was this? BC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. People are now getting expensive 3D printed versions of themselves to use as the toppers on their wedding cake.
It seems a little vain.
It really does. Weddings already cost a lot. Do we really need to start laying down for 3D toppers that we're going to throw away eventually?
Like, stop finding new ways to spend more money for a wedding.
Right.
I feel like 3D toppers, my mind goes somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Especially on your wedding night.
Yeah.
That's the honeymoon cake.
But I mean, I guess it's no difference if it's you or the little, nobody really looks like the fake groom.
No, and that's all right.
Right.
But they don't cost much.
I will say this. I would do that. But on the premise that I get to smush cake in her face.
What, the 3D printed top?
Yeah. Okay. I really desperately want to bring that tradition back.
I don't think it ever left yet.
Don't you take the top of the cake and put it in the freezer for like a year later or something? Isn't that another tradition of weddings?
It is. All the weddings I get, Mike, trust me, I'm always talking to the groom, like, you got to smush it in her face. Then I started doing it with the brides, but nobody will do it anymore.
Think of all those people whose weddings don't last a year and now they have that lonely cake in the freezer.
Does anyone eat that? Like, why are you keeping
that?
It's frozen cake.
Right. I just keep it, and then every year on your anniversary, you eat a small piece of it.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
eventually you're going to run out of cake.
And then you get sick.
Then that's when you get divorced, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no more cake. Get the hell out.
That's how I get divorced. What happened to the cake, honey? I ate it last night.
I got really stoned.
We've been married for 3 days.
Second house, Rob Thomas. I came home and ate the cake.
Airbnb is about to launch a new Around the World in 80 Days trip. A limited number of them will be available for $5,000.
You know what? It's just,
I read a little bit about that. It's just, man, you're going. You think that's enough time to do it?
Right.
It's really just go.
Damn way, man.
Yeah, it is.
Reynolds Wrap will pay someone $10,000 to travel the country for 2 weeks eating barbecue.
Hell yeah. Whoa. Yeah, man.
Count me in.
Yeah.
I wrap myself in foil.
Why not?
I love that product.
A police chase in California ended with a man just driving around in circles in a mobile home park over and over again.
For how long?
I don't know. I'm not working on it.
Some point you just give up.
Right? Well, haven't you just given up if you're just driving around a mobile home park over and over again?
Or living there, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going in circles.
A man in Florida stole a mail truck, got into a police chase, and tried to ram into a deputy before rolling the truck over.
Ta-da! Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, man. You see that? You see the mail truck on its side. It's all crashed out. It looks like it's been involved in, like, you know,
a police chase.
Well, normally you don't see a U.S. mail postal truck in that kind of condition.
No, typically not.
You see one, you're like, man, he effed that thing up.
They're serious about the problem.
I just don't think they could go that fast. I mean, I know they probably can, but you just don't see mail trucks going fast.
No.
Because they're going, like, you know, box to box.
They're delivering mail.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
One out of six people who own Apple AirPods say they've left them in their ears while they're getting it on, according to a new survey.
What do you think they're listening to, Mike? What song would you put on? Are you listening to a podcast? The spoken word.
Wow, that'd be something.
I'm listening to books on tape.
That just tells me whoever you're having sex with, the noises they make are so disturbing to you that you'd rather listen to something else.
Right? Just listening to Joe Rogan.
I will destroy this.
Helps keep me in rhythm.
As long as you sing it while you're still having sex.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just like, how can you not forget to take those out?
I don't think they forget, Ted.
That's what I mean.
They're
like
just douches.
Oh.
Do I look cooler now?
Oh, yeah. Let's do this, girl.
Oh, no.
That'd be kind of fun.
I do the Monday Night Football theme.
We're taking it slow, baby. Oh, yeah.
You feel like a hero.
Let's do it in slow-mo, mama. Oh, there's no chance you're going to orgasm, but we're going to be here a while.
Do you still have mementos from your old relationships? According to a new survey,
I got BD.
One in four people say they still have keepsakes or mementos from past relationships.
Is that a memento?
That's something to remember you
by. I think that's a memento.
A cold sore.
I still have the AirPods that he wore the first time we had sex.
Right. I still have some clothes that somebody bought me.
Oh,
is that a keepsake or is that more like,
I
like the clothes you bought me.
Right. Yeah, right? Like, do I have to get rid of that?
No.
I thought you meant you had her clothes, Ted.
Oh, that's creepy.
Jesus, Mike. That is super creepy.
I just thought like a shirt. Women do it all the time. I thought it was weird too, man.
I don't think women are collecting old dude shirts.
Sweatshirts, at least.
You know what? You're right. I lost a sweatshirt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Should have kept one of her bras.
It's a fair trade.
Can't do anything with you wear it around the house. You know she's wearing that T-shirt or sweatshirt of yours when she's cold or painting the house. You put that bra on next time you're doing some manual labor.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take my sweatshirt. I'll take your bra.
I'm working on my car in your bra. Mm-hmm. Who's the fool now?
I like this one. An Amish guy in Pennsylvania stole his neighbor's car last weekend, crashed it, then kept driving to go to a bar.
That's going into no Ed Sherlock.
Yeah.
Amish guy steals car, crashes it. Like, yeah.
Because he doesn't.
That's precisely what would happen.
These horses go fast.
White.
Yeah, that is really. That's a very un-Amish thing to do.
Incredible.
Oh, it's Rum Spring.
Oh, he thinks
it is for him. It is, yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's going on. That's why he's allowed to go to the bar. Like, it's like for him, it's like,
I'm going
to
drive a car. Yeah, I'm going to go get drunk.
But no matter who you are, you're not allowed to go to the bar after you steal and crash a car. Like, the cops will tell you that. Like, it's not so much the Rum Springa thing.
It's Rum Springa, officer. I can do whatever I want.
Dad. Did you guys ever watch Amish Mafia?
No.
Amish, no.
I did. They sold a lot of green corn. That was code for weed.
Green corn?
Wouldn't you come up with a better code? Wouldn't you come up with a better code than
like
green?
Like a gram
Mr.
of green
Hill,
corn?
I got some green corn for your
son. You mean weed, son? Just say it. Goodness gracious.
You have any of that purple Afghan green corn? I get in my buggy. I'll be there in 4 hours.
Here it comes.
Almost there. Pulling it.
Oh, the 5-0. Step on it. They're still catching up.
You gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Dad bods are more popular than ever with women and men, according to a new survey.
Oh, I'm sure they are with men.
I get why men like them.
I don't have to do anything. Right?
79% of men with dad bods say they're happy with their body, and 65% of people say a dad bod is attractive.
Okay.
And 51% say it's, quote, the new six-pack.
No, it's not
a six-pack at all.
I think people have different ideas of what a dad bod is.
Right.
Right. Isn't the dad bod supposed to be you at one point in your life were fit, and now you just kind of pudged up just a little bit? It's not just a fat guy. I don't have a dad bod. I'm fat.
And you're also not a dad.
But once you become a dad, you can just blame the dad bod.
See? I mean, Miles, on the other hand.
Yeah, I'm a dad bod.
Right.
I'm sexy now.
I have friends that play like college athletics. They're like, I have a dad bod. Like, you just don't have a ripped six pack anymore. You don't have a...
It's like when Playboy said the girl next door. Like, next door to who?
Yeah.
Where do you live that's what your neighbor
I'm moving.
Isn't that what my neighbors look like?
I'm going to get a job in that town.
Right.
Yeah, the only place that maybe that happens is in Tempe.
My neighbors look like someone you'd see in National Geographic.
A man was stopped at the Detroit airport for a very interesting item in his bag.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook at the police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happens right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, pork. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Who's budging, bitches?
Hola.
Pork, the other white meat.
That's right, pork. Your name just made my day. Now, do you understand how the game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. We use this story as part of our inspiration for today's question today, which was, what did you see that made you do a double take? And this particular story involves a passenger accused of masturbating on a flight from San Antonio earlier this year has finally been charged for his conduct. The 48-year-old man was accused of masturbating on a United Airlines flight from LAX to San Antonio International Airport. Now, a witness across the aisle said his penis was fully exposed and that he was rubbing it up and down. And a witness went on to tell authorities that he started masturbating while the cabin lights were dimmed. Now, he masturbated on the flight for about 30 minutes while making eye contact with a witness. And the guy's wife admitted that she, quote-unquote, played with it during the flight. Anyway, he faces charges for lewd, indecent, or obscene conduct in a special aircraft jurisdiction of the United States, which I did not know was a thing, but it is. The question is, do you believe that this guy is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ed, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I don't know if there's anything there with, like, going LAX to San Antonio.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And one time when I was in county, there was this guy in the bunk next to me, and he was Mexican, and he would not stop masturbating and looking at people. So I think I've got to go Mexican.
It feels like a solid theory to me.
Okay, based on that one theory, Pork, we're going to go with the final answer.
I mean,
final answer, Mexican.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so Profile This takes us to the not-so-friendly skies. Well, I guess friendly, depending on what you say, is
having a good time. Real friendly.
Man was masturbating on a flight from Los Angeles to San Antonio for 30 straight minutes.
Yeah.
His wife sitting beside him.
Oh, yeah, she's throwing a little help.
Yeah, she kind of helped him get going there.
If his hands got tired, mm-hmm. Who knows?
But he has finally been charged based on his conduct. And with that, there was one witness who he continually made eye contact with during the entire time that he was hooking this up.
Yeah, so Pork, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? You went Mexi, and what was your reasoning behind this again?
because when I was in county one time, there was this guy in the bunk next to me, and he would not stop laughing and masturbating continuously and looking at people and other inmates in there.
And for that reason alone, he went Mexi.
Right.
Oh, experience. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Correct.
Know your masturbators.
Eye contact, man.
Yeah, a room full of people. This guy's masturbating. So, yeah, that's my experience.
That would be horrible.
I wouldn't have that knowledge.
No, but hey, he got it right. See, he didn't know then that it would help him in the future.
But I'm just saying, like, we both sat in a bullpen. I'm just imagining a dude masturbating, no, just like looking around the room.
Man.
Like, no. Good Lord.
Now, for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Father's Day is around the corner, and oftentimes on TV, fathers are depicted as kind of the dumb person, the idiot. They don't know what's going on.
Do you know why? Because we are.
Well, all right. So Jimmy Kimmel went out on the street and asked some dads some things about their kids.
Are you and your son pretty close?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah? And would you consider yourself a pretty involved parent?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So I'm just going to ask you some questions about your son.
Right.
And just answer them to the best of your ability.
I will do. No problem.
Very good.
Yeah.
What is your son's birthday?
No, that's a good one. That's a really good one, because I don't know.
You really don't know his birthday?
I don't know his birthday.
What is your daughter's birthday?
May 17th. Oh, no, it's the 14th, and I don't know what year.
Can you name their teachers?
Wow. Of course I cannot.
What are your daughter's birthdays?
Now this is the wife of that.
Why do you do this to me?
What about her?
I give up.
Any guesses?
Yesterday. Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Horrible. Her birthday was yesterday.
Just
you forgot
yesterday.
It.
Yes.
Can you name the best friend of each of your daughters?
Mari Carmen Rojas, Jimena Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Adamari Lopez, Cristina Cornejo.
Good. Can you give us the name of their doctor?
Fadi Torres.
Good. Can you give us the name of their dentist?
Games Dentalan.
What are your daughter's birthdays?
Yes, May 28, 2009, August 8, 2013, February 24, 2006, June 8, 2006. Next year.
So the dad had forgotten it was the one daughter's birthday the day before. And then when that's happening, the mom is just rattling off everything.
Of course.
Go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch the video. It's just kind of slowly zooming in on the dude's eyes. And he's just like, oh.
Oh, this was not a good idea to be involved in this.
Oops. Right. Obviously, I think most fathers know their daughter's or their kids' birthdays.
Yeah, I do. I was like, they just pick.
I like the English guy, though. Just looked at his son like, I don't know.
Sorry, mate.
Do you remember your parents' stuff?
No, because I wasn't there.
I know the birthdays, anniversary, sure.
I remember my mom's. Like, I know the general time of my dad's, but I'm like, it's end of August.
It's in a window. Yeah, I've got the same problem.
Yeah,
I know all the dates for sure.
Yeah,
and then you're also a numbers guy. I think you can, for some reason, it sticks better with you.
Or I just want to know things. Like, if you're my parents and I need to know. And I've just always been that way. When were you married? When are your birthdays? I don't think that's that outrageous.
No.
I do lose track of how old they are.
Me and Miles are just bad kids.
Yeah, you guys are horrible.
You had a much more stable family life, to be honest with you, than either Ted or myself.
So you think. So you think, yes.
Well, the image that you give is that, yes, in fact, it was very
stable. Take responsibility for your own actions. That's all.
What's he say? Yeah, like, I'm trying to remember. Like, my nephew's easy because it's Earth Day. April 22nd.
I never would have known what Earth Day is.
Yeah.
I thought it was 420.
See, I would never have known Earth Day.
I thought that was always the thing.
Like, no, 420 is our day.
420.
Well, no, I know 420 is 420. I just thought it was also Earth Day. Is it?
I mean, it should be. It would make sense.
No, it's the 22nd.
It's also Hitler's birthday. 420.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 420, not April 22. All right.
Yeah, it's 420.
So my nephew's cool.
Yes.
Hey, well, if you're born on 420, it's not their fault. Oh, you sure birthday with Hitler? F you.
I think the worst is 9/11 still.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I mean, it's just
as far as living in the States,
still within our lifetime.
That is the worst date you can have for your birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm sure anyone who has a 9/11 birthday would be like, we know.
If it's D-Day, enough time has passed, you've always known your birthday's on D-Day, but there's, you know what I mean? It's still bad, but it's not.
But D-Day's been rewritten to be celebratory.
Correct.
Right? You went in there and you kicked some ass. In spite of the carnage, you went in there and did a good thing. 9/11, there's no positive spin on that.
No.
Your birthday sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And you know it. Does anyone even want to be in a good mood?
Well, that's your birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's Let's turn on the TV. Oh, right. It's all tribute.
Nothing. There's nothing.
You know, ironically, so this, when 9/11 happened, I was still, kind of watching MTV in the real world. So they were filming an episode, I want to say, in Chicago. And it was like somebody on the real world's birthday. So it was just crazy how that kind of unfolded. Like, they're up in the morning, kind of like talking
to partying and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're like getting ready. And then it's like, right, 9/11. And whenever you talk about 9/11, if you're an adult and you remember it, it's kind of like my parent or my mom always talks about knowing where she was when Kennedy died.
Exactly.
Right? It's the same thing. You're just like, but that was a very strange episode. And you're right. Every year, if your birthday's on 9/11, like, what are you going to go out and be like, let's go crazy.
Let's go nuts.
Right. Let's see. You know, if it's your wife, you hope 20 years from now you're still attracted to her. I'm going somewhere with this. That sounded mean. Kevin Bacon, obviously still attracted to his wife, Kira Sedgwick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I said that confidently.
They've been together forever.
Over 20 years. And remember, she was with Tom Cruise before that.
Was she?
No, she was just in Born on the 4th of July.
So kind of.
But Kevin Bacon talks about working with his wife.
In this day and age, people are trying to be less handsy, and so I have to be careful to try to keep my hands to myself when my wife is around. In fact, she said to me once, you know, please don't touch me there, you know, while we're working. It's just, it doesn't look good.
You know my next question, Kevin Bacon.
I'll let you use your imagination, right? You know.
Okay.
I don't think anyone doesn't like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon just kind of gets away with that, right? He's in a band that people actually like.
Bacon Brothers?
Yeah. Like, he's been in, what's it, always 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? Like, he's just that guy.
There's nothing
to not
like
about him. And his name is
Bacon. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, who doesn't like bacon?
If his name was Kevin Broccoli, be a little harder to like the guy.
I know. Well, vegans are like, oh, and vegetarians, we hate meat. We got vegan bacon, though.
Mm-hmm. We would like to imitate what you eat as much as we can. Thank you, soy.
Yeah, if you eat those fake burgers, does that still count as a plant-based diet?
It's soy, for the most part. It's,
I would guess so.
Some are better than others. Black bean burger is pretty good.
Would there be fewer vegetarians if soy did not exist? I understand you like vegetables. It's not that. But as far as all of these side products that are made with soy, right? So it's soy jerky, the burgers, this, that, and the other. You think that has to help people...
It's got
become
to.
Become a vegetarian,
I mean,
right?
Either way, you've got to have some type of protein replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So, not the vegetables don't have protein, they do, but you need more. I say be a pescatarian, man.
Eat some fish,
and then that's the only way that you change things, but just every once in a while, give yourself a little bit of protein or omega-3s or something.
Yeah, and...
Bless you. It's coming. Hold it off.
And pescatarian, I'm with you. It's pretty good, because it's like vegetarian, but you still eat these shrimp.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to eat vegetables.
Lobster.
Yeah.
Fish.
That inherently is the problem, is all these vegetables you have to eat on the side, man.
Right. But if it was only vegetables, then you're just...
Oh, hell no.
I don't think... Whatever. I was like, I could eat black and salmon Caesar salad every day. All right, moving on.
Me too.
Speak, brother.
No, I'm serious. That's so good.
It's great. How many penises do you think are too many on HBO?
As far as the show goes?
I am unprepared for this question. I'll be honest with you.
I think that we've seen
enough, are we talking like in an hour episode of a show? Like, how are we quantifying the number of penises? If there's one penis showing per show, all right.
Well, there's a new show on HBO called Euphoria. It's about high schoolers. It doesn't skimp on sex and drugs. There's one locker room scene that's supposed to be an homage to the shower scene in Carrie.
Shower scene.
I'm just trying to make it to the finish line.
Shower sheet.
But it includes 30 penises. And then the creator of the show says there was supposed to be, quote, like 80 more. But apparently 110 penises is too many. 30 is fine.
Okay.
Okay, so 30, as far as we know,
yeah, but the idea
HBO
also,
limit.
The idea also, too, is that we're looking into a high school locker room. So I know that all those people are of age. Obviously, you can't do a lot of... putting on a fake prosthetic or a merkin or anything else if you're doing a shower scene. So it's probably, for the most part, natural. But at the same time, I'm still under the impression that I'm looking into a high school locker room.
Right.
So even if it was a bunch of girls who are showering, and I've seen these movies with, I mean, Porky's was adults, but you know.
Well, like, we were children.
Right, exactly. But I still think the context of it is that you're like, I don't really want to go into a high school women's locker room and look right. into the shower. Not saying that, you know, the women wouldn't be attractive. It's just the fact that that ain't cool.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, exactly.
It is weird. I mean, that's the whole thing with me is that, like, look, I don't care if you have 110 or 30 penises, whatever, but, like, they're supposed to be high school students.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Your body never looks better than it does when you're in your latter teens, when you're in your 1920s, you know what I mean? Like, that's when you look the best, more than likely, unless you work out all the time. Those are going to be your peak years of having a good physical appearance.
Also, what class is it? Like,
no, there's 30 naked dudes.
Well, 30 naked dudes, like a deal. You wanted 110 penis? You're telling me there's 110 dudes taking one shower?
Is the show entertaining? You know,
I don't think it's
premiered
yet.
Or is this just the shock value of it, or how do you get people to watch it? I've never been in a situation in high school where I've showered with 35 other dudes.
Oh, you haven't lived.
Our football team had, you know, 40 dudes on it, but not everyone gets in at the same time.
Right, that's my point. When he's like, oh, there should have been 110.
There's like nine shower heads, maybe six shower heads in a shower. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you can't do that.
Well, there you go. Get your pedophile dreams out with Euphoria.
Maybe those big Texas high schools with those big football teams, they got 90 shower heads.
Let's see there. David Letterman. Oh, I forgot about this one. Let's go to Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, you know, he likes to really get into the category sometimes. The category was rap. I repeat, the category rap.
Champ, where do we start?
I live in Bed-Stuy. Let's go rap for 800.
Yeah. He's known for Turn Down for What, as well as Dave Chappelle's impression of him. Yeah! How was mine? Close? EJ?
Who's Lil Jon?
Lil Jon. Yep, I got him dead on.
That was uncomfortable for all of us.
Yeah, that guy even chiming in.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn.
Here's the difference. Trebek doesn't care.
Die, so let's go with rap.
Like,
hey?
He could do anything he wants. Like, I don't care. I don't think the guy could even get embarrassed.
No, we're embarrassed for him.
Yeah, that right. That was awkward for everybody involved.
Right.
It did sound anything like close.
Yeah!
I don't want to say that. Like, I want to do that question just so I could do that.
You sound like Homer Simpson's father waking up in the morning.
Yeah, boy! Ain't no boy on the end either.
No.
Just yeah, like he left half of it out.
Well, yeah, but Little John doesn't
have
a boy.
Little John does not have a boy.
Oh, he doesn't have a boy?
No.
Okay.
No!
Oh, that's all right.
I think you're thinking about Flavor Flav.
I am thinking about Flavor Flav.
Yeah, that'd have been even worse if you hosted it.
What?
I got my Chappelle's mixed up.
What?
Oh, that is right.
Oh, man, that was great. Sophie Turner, everybody knows her from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So she was on a show talking a little bit about doing pranks and stuff with one of her co-stars, but obviously a show like that, it's hard to shock people.
Oh, we fully knew about it. We played into it, but...
Oh, you played into it?
We did. We were, like, so on the set, we would do the scene, and then we would try and, you know, just kiss each other in the middle of the scene and see if anyone would react. And it's Game of Thrones, so incest is so normal that they were just like... That's
more sisters kissing, yeah.
Yeah, it was probably the most tame thing that happened on the show.
Yeah, that show's so sick.
Are you watching it?
No. I just know it's about incest, dragons.
People love it.
And the main characters die all the time.
You have checked every box on my list.
Right?
Did you say incest, dragons, and people dying? Ooh.
And some episodes are so dark you can't even see them. It's what the internet tells me.
Sure, they are. Yeah,
there was a whole episode this year where people were really, really
mad that they didn't have a lighting guy.
Yeah, Stranger Things. By the way, did you see Burger King selling a Stranger Things burger?
Yeah, it's just an upside down burger.
Yes,
one of the main things about Stranger Things, the problem they keep running into is from a place called the Upside Down. So it's an upside down burger. And my thought was, you could go to Burger King, order a regular burger, turn it upside down, leave it that way, and you've done the same thing.
I will say this, though.
That's my whole question. Burger King makes a delicious burger. I'm saying I wouldn't go there for a burger. Probably go there tonight. I'm just wondering, like, were you right? Like, why do I want it upside down?
Snuggie. It's a bathrobe that you wear in front of you.
There are certain burger franchises, and I'm sorry that I'm going to get so nerdy, that have a different way of how your, and Steve, you understand this, how your tongue tastes certain things at a certain time. You don't like vegetables.
A lot of the hamburger places.
Talk about tongue taste?
The people really like, correct, chef, head chef, is the way that you is the way that you taste things.
Right, the order that the ingredients hit your tongue.
Traditionally, on most hamburgers, all of the lettuce and tomato and onion and pickles and all that stuff go on top.
So I can get it off easier.
The hamburgers you love better always have that on the bottom. Mm. So when you go to In-N-Out Burger, when you go to Shake Shack, when you go to all these different places where all the passion is for these hamburgers, the first thing that you're, the top of your mouth and your tongue hit is burger, cheese, bacon. Then you get the crispy.
Then the crab.
So by flipping the Whopper over, that's how you should eat the Whopper anyway if you want to eat it as far as the right way to taste it.
So it's funny, man.
It should be upside down.
I had a delicious burger 2 weeks ago, and all the toppings were on the bottom, and I was like, this burger tastes great.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's
like
why.
A burger when you bite into it.
And when you flip that Whopper upside down, that's what you're going to get. You're
going to
taste
of eating the flame, a salad first.
The flame broiled burger first,
the
then
thing
the
you
cheese,
ordered.
Then you're going to get the vegetables, and then it's going to just taste better in your mouth because you're tasting the beef.
Mm-hmm. You taste the thing that you actually wanted to eat.
Right.
You want to taste the beef?
Taste the beef, baby.
Open your pants.
And as
I
long
got
as
the meats.
As long as you're flipping stuff over that's food, don't forget to cut your French baguette upside down.
Always a helpful reminder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah, when you have it the regular way, it like squeezes down and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
you gotta,
yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
you gotta
yeah,
be
yeah.
careful.
And then you tear the top off and make it all crumbly.
Yeah, man.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. So get a burger, flip it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Texas woman sees an alligator in a lake with a knife sticking out of its head. Meanwhile, bulls escape Baltimore slaughterhouse that didn't want to end up dead. In Detroit, TSA agents stop passenger traveling through with a live grenade. A party where you watch someone have a C-section is not one that I would have stayed. And a 1968 Ford Mustang has parked for 40 years and sold with a dead owner inside. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Detroit Metro Airport where a man was stopped by TSA after they found something rather interesting in his bag. A grenade.
Oh, that's a problem.
TSA followed protocol and shut down screening to bring a canine unit in and examine the bag. The bag belonged to a man that told officers that he was an active service member and the owner of an inert grenade.
Huh.
After the sweep, his story was proven true and screening continued. He was, however, cited for disorderly conduct for the disruption.
Grenade. Yeah, I'm sure the dog's like, "What? You know it's a grenade. Get the hell out of here."
Exactly. Why am I here? Damn it. In other news, an interesting find in Texas. A photo is going viral after a woman snapped a shot of a gator swimming in a local lake with a knife sticking out of its head. She says, quote, "I feel like somebody did this on purpose."
No kidding.
So if you can't take a knife and stab it through the middle of an
exactly.
alligator's head, how do you take care of this if it's a nuisance in that situation?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, like what else is there that you could do?
Whoever put it there is obviously dead because right. it wouldn't still be there.
I'm trying to think what else I have in my house that would trump that.
I mean,
and that would have to be in the head. You know what I mean? Like,
just based on the angle of that
right,
thing,
exactly.
Like they stabbed that guy facing it. And I guarantee you he chomped
no,
that guts
No, he came
out
in from it. The back. You can see it's coming this way. It's coming in.
But the serrated edges, man.
You would never push forward.
Unless it lunged up like that. You know, unless it like roared at you, in which case it would bite off your dadgum hand
right.
as you stabbed it right between the eye sockets.
Ted's going to watch it swim off.
I mean.
CSI Ted's on it.
Yeah. I find it interesting they went serrated knife.
Well, it's a steak knife. I don't think there's much of a choice. Although every once in a while you go to a steakhouse and they have a flat steak knife.
This isn't a clean-cut case.
Mm-mm.
I need one of them Outback knives with the wooden handles.
We'll solve this case in a while. Ted's thinking of it?
I don't know. Something about somebody took a stab at making boots.
We all know about babies.
You know what? This could be Miles.
What?
Do you have dead alligator on you right now?
I do.
Just saying. Gator. Just saying.
Well, there you go.
All about that cloaca.
Dead gator.
Yeah.
I got a dead gator's butt in my butt.
We all know about baby showers and gender reveal parties, but Brazil may be starting a new trend.
Oh, good.
C-section parties.
Oh, jeez.
That's not a party. That's a procedure that's a very serious one.
A story from the Washington Post is making the rounds of a dental surgeon in Brazil that recently had a C-section and made a spectacle out of it. She invited at least 15 of her friends to be there as she brought her baby into the world, and they obliged, complete with flowers and candy to congratulate the new mother.
Well, all things considered, you're not looking at their actual
you're not watching it happen.
So it's a little different when you just cut open and pull out, but that doesn't mean it's
I'd rather see your wahina.
Then you gotta go to
I'm not here for the C-section.
You gotta go to a spa before you give birth, you know.
I'm on to see the predator vomit up a baby.
Next, circumcision parties. A man in Vermont by the name of Kevin Bacon was driving down the road when he felt a sudden urge to look up a specific episode of the old 90s show, Saved by the Bell. We haven't heard anything about this yet, Thro.
No.
He was so enthralled on his phone that he didn't notice the disabled car on the side of the road. Or the cop car that was stopped in helping him. Our hero accidentally sideswiped the cop car and did stop a little distance afterward, but quickly fled the scene.
Damn.
He was caught about a mile away from the accident and arrested. The story does not tell why exactly he was so interested in the episode.
He just likes it, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you see a picture of the guy?
I did.
I think we can figure out why. And it's nothing good.
Is it the mustache?
Yeah, it's just the whole look.
I mean, he does. He has a lot of parameters that are all fit into there.
Yeah, this is just
clear rim glasses.
This is the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more underneath that they could probably find out about this.
I'm sorry about sideswiping the car.
And
I hope you won't go digging around in my closet.
He's 55.
Right.
Like he was already old for Saved by the Bell when it was on.
Correct. This is some weird thing.
I got a couple photobombing animals, which means it's time for
Man versus Beast.
Time. Almost. A family on vacation in Bali made their way to the monkey forest, a sanctuary that is home for over 750 monkeys. The monkey learned this the hard way after one of them snatched a camera out of one of their hands and snapped a couple of selfies, including one where he flipped off the camera.
He knows what's up.
The next one, we go to New England, where a woman on vacation decided she would try something that she'd never had before, got herself a lobster roll. A seagull ate it as she was taking a picture. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for your guesses as good as mine. The random question, men's room rules, and we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bad. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.